Something coming faster than any of us can imagine and will change our lives in the most dramatic ways is AI.
And while AI used to sound freaky to me and just something that was going to take over my world, it really would have revolutionized my practice had I stuck around. Many of you know, I got so burnt out from charting. It was the big reason I left medicine because I was frustrated with the EMRs, the clunkiness, and the amount of time it took to learn them. Not only that, but not being able to sit and connect with a patient and look them in the eye, like one-on-one while you're actually interacting with them, the whole reason we went into medicine, not to do paperwork.
Yeah, so that's why May and I have started working with Lindy.ai, which is fascinating. They help you produce the most efficient notes, fully customizable, which is different than some other AI products, so you can do what you do best, which is see patients and let the artificial intelligence scribe do the dirty work for you.
Yeah, not only do you get the perfect patient notes the way you want, written in any format, for whatever specialty you're in, and maybe you're in ophthalmology or vet medicine, it will also create the note, scribe and send the patient follow-up instructions, referral letters, consultation notes. It's amazing. Lindy is offering our listeners a 7-day trial to experience the difference of their AI medical scribe. Go sign up at lindy.ai/bsfree to get started. That is Lindy, lindy.ai/bsfree. Hey everybody, in appreciation of all the love and support you've given us over the years, we're launching a special contest we'd like to call Share Your Thoughts and Win Coffee. Or instead of cocktails with cocktails, I don't know, it's coffee and comments. And we're looking to make this a bit of a celebration, a way to give back to this wonderful community that's been with us through thick and thin. So what's up for grabs? Not one, but 2, 3, maybe more lucky prizes for 2 separate winners. The prize package includes a freshly roasted 12-ounce bag of amazing coffee from Farewell Coffee Roasters, a BS-free MD Yeti to keep your beverages just the right temperature, and a surprise book personally selected from Tim and I. We're really excited to see who will win this fantastic bundle. And to enter, all you need to do is help us out by leaving us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening platform. That includes Spotify, Rumble, or YouTube. Share your thoughts about our podcast, what you've learned from us, or your favorite moments. For a bonus 5 entries, share this contest on your story and tag us. This will be available in video for you to do on social. And remember, the more friends you tag in separate comments, the more entries you'll get. There's no limits. We're accepting entries until midnight on March 13th, so don't miss out. And we'll announce the winner on our podcast and reach out directly to them, so keep listening. It could be you savoring that delicious Farewell coffee soon. Good luck, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being such an amazing part of our journey. And stay tuned, stay healthy, and who knows, the next cup of coffee could be on us.
Finally, a source of raw, real, and honest information on healthcare issues that matter most. Welcome to BS Free MD. From the latest medical information to how to stay sane as a doctor or a patient, no subject is taboo, no BS is allowed. Now, let's welcome your hosts, Drs. May and Tim Hindmarsh.
And here we are with another truth bomb coming your way with some thoughts on our mind. And this week, Tim's got a little fire burning in his as we talk about longevity.
Fire in the belly!
And is longevity a lie, or is it really something that we can accomplish?
Well,
so wait, before we get going, I was just going to light you up and start saying that there is books everywhere now where people are really getting on this bandwagon talking about lifespan, health span, phrases coined by the notable Dr. Pierre Attia, author of Outlive. And I have read his book, and it's really helpful and interesting. But look at books like Lifespan, Dr. David Sinclair, How Not to Age, Dr. Mike Greer.
I know exactly how not to age.
Young Forever by yes. Mark Hyman.
No, these, like, seriously, this pisses me off so bad.
What does Tim think, and are these realistic expectations?
No, it's setting people up for failure, but that's another topic. Okay, so let's just go through these books. Lifespan, Why We Age and Why We Don't Have To. Oh, that's right. We don't have to, because you figured it out, Ponce de Leon. You found the Fountain of Youth in frickin' Fort Lauderdale. No, you didn't. Oh, and then look at this one.
How Not to Age.
How Not to Age. I know exactly how not to age. Die at 19. There, you won't age anymore.
Young Forever.
Young Forever. No, you're not young forever, dipshit. Like, this is just lying. Like, it's just completely crazy.
Well, if you
and it
look,
is a multi-billion dollar industry of longevity.
And if you look at the fine print below it, which I agree, it's bullshit because of the way they market it. It does say the secrets to living your, well, this says longest, but healthiest life. And as Peter Attia would say, it's all about health span and basically trying to be healthy while you're alive. And so I think some of them have the intention of wanting you to be healthy while you're alive.
Yes, but I think
there's a lot of how we can live till we're 150,
yeah,
like
no,
Moses.
That like Brian.
That they're trying to hack the system.
Yeah, Brian
with
Johnson,
magic dust.
The $2 million a year. Not Brian Johnson, the lifespan guy who made a bunch of money in tech or whatever. And he spends about $2 million a year on all this crap to see how long he can live. Not the good Brian Johnson, which would be Brian Johnson from AC/DC. That's a different Brian Johnson. This guy, we had to stop following him because it was so freaking weird, right? So then you listen to who I tend to agree with more, Sean Baker, you know, eating meat. I'm not saying everyone should just eat nothing but meat, but for me it works, and it's probably a good treatment strategy for certain diseases. And then this guy, Brian Johnson, looks like a pale freaking skeleton and eats nothing but like plants. And then the other guys are like, well, plants are trying to kill you. And then he's like, well, it's completely insane. It's unknowable. It's unknowable to know exactly the Colonel Sanders 11 herbs and spices of supplements and whatever that actually make you live longer, because all of this stuff is based on weird conjecture. Well, this thing has been shown, this chemical has been shown to do whatever, and it might do, and none of it's really studied. And then they pile on 1,000. It's just mostly horseshit. Like, lifespan is simple. Okay. It's eat less carbs, eat less calories than you need if you want to lose weight, exercise regularly, get tons of sun. And have, and most importantly, have really, really good relationships. The people that live the longest have the best, most connected relationships, and they sleep well. They're done. Everything else is largely marketing gimmicks, in my opinion.
You mean you're not going to be like Brian Johnson and have a team of 30 doctors and spend $2 million a year on supplements and have a plan to reboot your body into, you know, a new humanoid?
No, what this is spiritual depravity, and it's next level paganism. It's techno paganism, where you're taking this technology and you're saying, I can have the Fountain of Youth and I can live forever, or I can live for 150 years. You know what? 3,000 years from now, whether you live for 75 years or 150, it doesn't mean shit. So maybe you should go to church and actually figure out eternity first and get that in place and not worry about $2 million worth of supplements. How would that sound?
Don't you want to live well while you're alive?
I do. But thank you. What a beautiful segue. That segue was almost as beautiful as your lovely face. Here's the thing. What is health span what about lifestyle span? There you go. That's what I want. What I want to do is I want to do the cool stuff that I like doing as long as I possibly can do it. That motivates me. I want to be skiing in 25 years when I'm, you know, 85 years old. Holy shit, I'll be 85 in 20.
Keep going.
I want to be kiteboarding when I'm 75. I want to still have little Timmy perform to his utmost abilities at 80. All the things I want to keep doing, I want to do. So that means I temper my lifestyle. I have to make sure I'm getting enough sleep, that I'm not eating too much, that I'm not getting too fat, that et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, if it's all about this longevity lifespan, it becomes this religious cult of insanity. Like it struck me the other day. I was running and I saw this lady, and she had these dogs, and she's this tiny, frail, elderly person with these dogs. And I was like, those dogs are going to kill her. But they're going to kill her. They're not going to kill her because they're pit bulls. They're going to kill her because she's going to trip over a leash. And we've known people that have died after tripping over a leash. She's going to trip over a leash, or another dog's going to walk by and the dog's going to pull her and she's going to eat crap and hit her head on the pavement and die. Okay. So objectively, it would be safer for her to have no dogs. If you went to those people and you said you should get rid of your dogs because it's safer, they'd go, I'd rather die. And you know what? They're right. That's exactly right. She should have as many little dogs as she wants because that's what makes her life happy. I love riding motorcycles. It's objectively a gazillion times more dangerous as far as dying than driving a car. I don't care. That makes me who I am. Don't take that away. And we just get so wrapped around the axle about all of these different things, when really it's live as healthy as you can to do the cool shit you want to do as long as you can do it, and not worry about these like niggling around at the edges, trying to make some ultra super whatever performance person. No. Those guys are just making money off of you.
Yeah. And just sitting here like getting jealous of the fact that you want to be able to ski when you're 85. And I've had to give up so much already because of the health issues that I've had and go through that mourning and loss stuff. And I sit here with my elbow throbbing and my recent neck pain and new stuff and my hip. The other thing is that, you know, it can be pretty arrogant to say, I'm going to do all this shit and I'm going to like live super well and healthy and ski. I'm not saying you're being arrogant. I mean, in general, these guys ski till I'm 85, till I drop dead from, I don't know, falling and hitting a tree like Sonny Bono, or I'm going to, you know, be able to do this. And life happens.
Yes.
Life brings you curveballs.
Yes.
We know that people have done all the right things and boom, they've got stage 4 cancer. And, or I'm like ticking along being athletic and healthy and not eating the Cheetos that you don't, that you eat or whatever. And lo and behold, God has given me an orthopedic challenge for a body and I can't. So what makes me mad is that it's like, just do this and you'll get that result. And I think that's what people see. Now, not all of them are trying to sell that exactly, but I think that's what people see.
There's more honest brokers. I mean, I think Peter, I don't necessarily agree a lot. I agree mostly with Peter Attia. I think he's trying to be very factual. He's kind of a different cat. He's not really kind of my breed of puppy, but I think he's an honest broker.
But a lot of these new,
but a lot of these guys,
podcasts just, and wellness clinics, and it's like longevity this and then biohack that and do this blood test to check your
if you have the motherfucker gene, right? You know,
not
the methylated,
just,
and then I'm just waiting. I am waiting. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do. Mark my words. This day is coming. We're going to drive to the highest end area in Tampa in 5 years and buy cold plunge tanks at garage sales when everyone wakes up and goes, why the hell are we doing that?
Because Joe Rogan is. That's all I got to say.
No, like, seriously, I think it's interesting. There's evidence, you know, whatever, but that fad is going to die so fast. That is going to collapse faster than a 400 pounder on a 25-year-old lawn chair. Like that there's no question that is the fattiest fadrison of fads that's going away.
Just like kale.
Yeah.
It's,
kale is
out,
stupid.
Mushrooms are in.
Yeah. No, it's like that one like we have seen so many diets and whatever trends come and go. I mean, like the exercise machines that just vibrate you and are supposed to break up your cellulite, but you don't actually work out or burn any calories.
It's called sex.
Yeah. Well,
just,
whatever.
Just do that.
Yeah. No, it's just like, it's just, there's so much ridiculous stuff that we're old enough to have seen that. And I'm telling you, the cold, like there are so many companies now that make cold plunges that we have reached maximum cold plunge. Do not buy shares in cold plunges because that's going away. After about a year and a half, people are going to go, this is awful. Like Joe Rogan himself says, like he lives in Austin. It is about 4,000 degrees there in the summer. And when he's done with his cold plunge, he's not warmed up until he's basically at work. I'm like, how does that make any sense?
All I know is that with my Raynaud's, my fingers and toes would be snapping off. My life would be hell.
No,
it doesn't work for me. It's like, but if it works for him and he thinks he's getting another 5 years of longevity.
Well, I don't think he thinks he's getting longevity. I think he thinks he recovers better. And that may entirely be true. Right. Like sports teams have been using ice baths forever because it does help you recover.
So the whole point of this, though, really is of us critiquing is do what you like, what works for you, but don't get caught up in that if you're not following Brian Johnson or Novak Djokovic's protocol and his egg for hyperoxygenation or whatever the latest fads and things are, like the lotions and potions for your face. We definitely want to live a good quality life while we're alive, but that includes moderation in all things and not stressing the small stuff and not getting sucked in.
Except math. No moderation there. Just don't use it at all.
Okay, you're done. And with that, your comments, let us know what you thought of this, and we will see you next time. Bombs away.
It's no secret that medicine is a bit uptight. That's why Tim and I created BS Free MD, to mix things up a little and have fun in the process. Besides, we are having these exact same discussions all the time, so we thought we might as well invite everyone to the party. If you really like us, you can get plenty more and maybe see one of Tim's cool tattoos on our Instagram or Facebook pages at BS Free MD. See you next time.
While we try to keep BS Free MD as raw and real as possible, we can't be held responsible for any medical decisions or discussions had as a result of what you've heard on the show. We know, bummer. But the truth is, we really do care about your questions. So feel free to reach out to us by email at doc@bsfreemd.com.